You're going to partake of the second death right in that lake of fire.
Participante de la muerte segunda, lago de fuego.
Who did this doctrine?
¿Quién hizo esta doctrina?
Brother Pruitt, you concocted that. No,
Brother Pruitt, es tuya esta doctrina. No. No.
This was done by two plumb line ministers.
Fue por dos ministerios plomados.
Christ working through two people.
Cristo trabajando a través de dos personas.
In early church.
En la iglesia primitiva.
Paul the apostle and John.
Pablo el apóstol y Juan.
You shall be judged by the
Serán
gospel I preach.
Juzgado por el evangelio que yo predico.
Christ speaking in Paul.
Cristo hablando en Pablo.
Did you better listen to me?
Mejor que me escuche bien.
By the gospel I preach.
Por el evangelio que yo predico.
You shall be judged.
Será juzgado.
God is not me, but it's Christ
pues no
speaking
yo,
to me.
Pero Cristo hablando
He's called
mí.
Me for a plumb line.
Me ha llamado para ser ministerio
not
plumado.
Not only for this age, but for the
para
whole generation.
Para toda la generación.
And then we see John in the book of Revelation.
Vemos Juan, libro
declaring
de Revelación,
exactly.
Declarando exactamente.
What Paul preached.
Lo que Pablo predicó.
When he said all
dijo,
the works of disobedience,
todas las obras de desobediencia,
of every man,
de cada hombre,
was cast in the lake of fire,
fue echado en el lago de fuego,
and he said, "Yea, thus saith the Lord, this is the
Señor,
second death,
la muerte segunda." Yo doy aviso.
It's time of the Lord.
Yo le aviso, es tiempo de aprender.
When he has sit.
Cuando él ha puesto.
In judgment.
Cuando él está sentado en juicio entre su pueblo.
I advise you.
Yo doy un aviso, una noticia.
To begin to by faith.
Que usted comience por fe.
Let him regenerate in you.
Dejarle regenerar en usted.
And in love, I plead with you.
En amor, yo te ruego.
But I've already seen a terror.
Porque he visto el terror.
That's facing most of you.
Que está enfrente de la mayoría
all
de la gente.
All run around their own religious
los que
way.
Corren en su propia manera religiosa.
Filled with pride.
Lleno con orgullo.
Knowing everything.
Sabiendo todo.
Can't tell them anything.
No puede decirlos nada.
But fire will reveal it.
Pero fuego revelará.
You do despite under the spirit of grace.
Si tú desrespecta el espíritu de gracia, contando el sangre del pacto una cosa desagrada, subtiene su obra propia religiosa.
You don't have a chance.
No tendrá ninguna chance.
Lord Jesus.
Señor Jesús.
I accept your plan.
Acepto tu plan.
Of regeneration.
De regeneración.
That you have.
Que tú tienes.
Swallowed me.
Que tú me has tragado en tu cuerpo
fire,
de fuego
and water,
y agua
and on into the body of my father,
y aún dentro del cuerpo de mi padre
and hath cleansed me,
y me ha limpiado
and purged me,
y me ha purificado
my ways,
de mi propia manera.
Really?
¿Siente?
Oh. Which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us everyone.
of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. As he changes us from glory to glory into his image. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, according to his mercy saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory into his image. The Son of Jesus explained to me the method of our Father God that he uses to produce the works of his life in your fleshly body. Fulfilling the promise, destroying your old way that hath been destroyed, and bringing forth his new way of life of his body. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he changes us every one. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory into his image. There is a day appointed called the day of regeneration, when all flesh shall be judged and changed in his likeness. The wicked shall be judged, cast in the fire. Shall be judged and washed in regeneration. Washed by the water and fire of his body, chained into his likeness. By works of righteousness which we have done, according to his mercy He saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as He changes us from glory to glory into His kingdom. Day appointed, called the day of regeneration. The Son of Man shall sit on the throne of God. And one with our Father, oh, oh, and all flesh of every nation shall be brought before Him. In the whole wide world will stand before His throne. Searches them, every heart, with His fiery eyes. Those found worthy with a submissive heart, He clothes Himself upon them and swallows them up into His body. And on into the body of our Father. With a disobedient heart that will not submit to Him, He has their name written in the book of death. Everyone. the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. As he changes us from glory to glory into his image. In the day of regeneration, our Lord Jesus said, the throne of heaven shall sit, and those of the past obedient, faithful souls that were faithful unto death shall sit on the throne with him. With him shall change the age from the age of the wicked, to the age of the kingdom of his grace. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he changed us every one. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory into his image. That day is now come. This separation has begun. When he led us in to the new Jerusalem, then before his throne, he offered us a chance to be swallowed up into him, on up into our Father God, made one with him. He swallowed up our body, and began the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory, glory into his image. that came and rejected. Some tarried for a little while. Then in their own way, good and evil, or religious way, or wives, cattle, houses, and land. Satan told them to resist the teaching of Jesus Christ. Coming through me, his chosen, and to go back to their old way of life. Religion, our known works and ideas and feelings. Some sit now passively by, not being obedient, not realizing those that disobey me, disobey the Lord their God. Found faithful with an ear to hear. We're ready now to continue the regeneration work of his throne. In grace and in love, you that have accepted his promise that you are a son of God, before the Lord gets through with you, you will know what changing from glory to glory means as the glory rolls over your soul. I haven't seen anything yet. Words cannot describe the glory ready to reveal to you as its regeneration continues. As he works in your mind, soul, heart, will, and body. By the washing of his body of love and fire and glory, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, the wife of our Father, changes you from glory to glory and matures you into his life. And makes you like unto him, one with his heavenly life. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us every one. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. He changes us from glory to glory into His image. You that said, I live by being undead, obedient, but neither being obedient in your actions. Listen now to me. The time has come upon you for the kingdom age of God. Take no more of your sitting around and acting passive to me. Better ride in obedience. Obey not by your feelings, but obey in the fear of the Lord, because the time of judgment has upon you. What I say by the Lord, and you shall all do, shall not sin. Judge me right or wrong in your mind. You shall do it quickly. Yesterday was too late. With the fear of the Lord and the fire of hell licking at your body. Study the early church and Peter the apostle, what he required of them. Those not obeying, Ananias and Sapphira, he took their life by the Holy Ghost and slayed them openly and buried them for all to see. Think not that the Lord thy God playing games with you. Now time to realize He's giving you a change for glory. Come in now through my flesh, flesh, blood, and body. The words come, be obedient, repent everyone. Which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us everyone. Of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as He changes us from glory to glory into His image. Not by word of righteousness which we have done, according to His mercy saved us everyone. Thank you. refreshing of regeneration and the renewing of the hope he goes to. As he changes us from glory to glory into his image. Explain to you the method of our Father God that he uses to produce the works of his life in your fleshly body. Fulfilling the promise, destroying your old way that hath been destroyed, and bringing forth his new way of life, of his body. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Not by word of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he changes us every one. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory into his image. There is a day appointed called the Day of Regeneration, when all flesh shall be judged and changed into his likeness. The wicked shall be judged, cast in fire. Shall be judged and washed in regeneration. Washed by the water and fire of his body, chained into his likeness. By words of righteousness which we have done, according to his mercy he saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory into his feet. Appointed, called the Day of Regeneration, Son of Man shall sit on the throne of God. And one with our Father, oh, oh, and all flesh of every nation shall be brought before Him. In the whole wide world will stand before His throne. Looking up on them with fire, He first searches them, every heart, with His fiery eyes. With a submissive heart, He clothes Himself upon them and swallows them up into His body. And on into the body of our Father. With a disobedient heart that will not submit to Him, He has their name written in the book of death. Righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as He changes us from glory to glory into His image. Our Lord Jesus said, the throne of heaven shall see, and those are the past obedience. Faithful souls that were faithful unto them shall sit on the throne with him. With him shall change the age from the age of the wicked to the age of the kingdom of his grace. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he changed us every one. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory into his image. That day is now come. This separation has begun. When he led us in to the new Jerusalem, then before his throne, he offered us a chance to be swallowed up into him, on up into our Father God, made one with him. He swallowed up our body and began the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us every one. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, as he changes us from glory to glory into his image. Those that came and rejected, some tarried for a little while. Then in their own way, good and evil, or religious ways, or wives, cattle, houses, and land, Satan told them to resist the teaching of Jesus Christ. Coming through me, his chosen, and to go back to their old way of life. Religion, our known works and ideas and feelings. Some sit now passively by, not being obedient, not realizing those that disobey the Lord their God. Found faithful with an ear to hear. We're ready now to continue the regeneration work of his throne. In grace and in love, you that have accepted his promise that you are a son of God, before the Lord gets through with you, you will know what changing from glory to glory means as the glory rolls over your soul. I haven't seen anything yet. Words cannot describe the glory ready to reveal to you as its regeneration continues. As he works in your mind, soul, heart, will, and body. By the washing of his body of love and fire and glory, and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, the wife of our Father, changes you from glory to glory and matures you into his life. And makes you like unto him, one with his heavenly life. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us everyone. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, he changes us from glory to glory into his image. That said, I live by being a disobedient, but neither being obedient in your actions. Listen now to me. The time has come upon you for the kingdom age of God. Take no more of your sitting around and acting passive to me. Better rise in obedience. Obey not by your feelings, but obey in the fear of the Lord, because the time of judgment is upon you. What I say by the Lord, then you shall all do. Shall not sin, judge me right or wrong in your mind. You shall do it quickly. Yesterday was too late. With the fear of the Lord and the fire of hell licking at your body. Study the early church and Peter the apostle, what he required of them. Those not obeying, Ananias and Sapphira, he took their life by the Holy Ghost, slayed them openly and buried them for all to see. Thank not that the Lord thy God playing games with you. Now time to realize he's giving you a change for glory. Come in now through my flesh, flesh, blood, and body. The words come, be obedient, repent, everyone.